You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hello, hello, hello,
this
hello.
This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
With Sash.
And Ryan.
Mm-hmm. And you read our title. Today we are doing a film review on a movie that is worth watching again. And it's Hunger Games.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
been how many years later? What was it? 2000?
That is a very good question.
Did it say 2008?
That's possible.
Yes.
Because Hunger Games came out, yeah.
2008. No, wait.
2012.
The book
was published. We're almost 10 years to the first Hunger Games.
I cannot believe it.
That is crazy.
It didn't feel that old, eh?
No.
And I watched it, and Sasha, I don't know about you, but I watched this movie, and I had a different eye watching it.
I'm right.
Like, hey, that was good. Why did I miss it? Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Oh, now
yes.
I see why the...
Yes. So how this came about was my family and I were deciding on a movie, and my sister, who happens to be the producer of Active FM, shout out to our awesome producer, she was like, let's watch The Hunger Games. So we were like, okay, we've seen The Hunger Games, we went to cinemas to watch The Hunger Games. In fact, we even did a reenactment of The Hunger Games, but we were like, okay, cool, let's watch it. So we watched it, and we ended up binge-watching, okay, there's four of them in total. In 2 days, we watched three of them. Yes. And then we watched the fourth one later on. But it was actually, I thoroughly enjoyed every single one of them. Today we are reviewing the first one, the first Hunger Games.
So my question is this, because this is my critical thing about watching a movie again, I feel like it's like closing a present and reopening it again, and then being, oh, it's a dog!
Oh my goodness!
But open it closed again, open it again, oh, it's a dog! Eventually you're just like, yeah, there's a dog in there. So, it's quite difficult for me to put on a movie for the second time again and to rewatch it because it's, you know what's going to happen. But, however, there's things you miss.
No, there are. And forget.
Yeah.
I honestly, at some point, I literally was like...
I remember actors.
I can't remember what happened here, which is unusual for me because generally I'm like, oh yeah, that happened. It was
enjoyable. That guy Lenny Kravitz?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
But I always knew that, but
in fact,
I forgot.
I have an interesting fact about that, right?
Damn.
So, Lenny Kravitz was cast for the role of Sinner without auditioning.
Wait, hang on.
Without auditioning.
Who? Sinner.
Sinner. His character
the guy
was
that
Sinner.
He plays, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, he was cast without auditioning after co-writer and director Gary Ross was impressed by his performance in a film called Precious 2009. Because most of Sinner's scenes are with Katniss, Kravitz learned as much as he could about Jennifer Lawrence through his daughter Zoe, because her, Zoe, and Jennifer Lawrence had acted together in X-Men First Class in 2011. So his daughter had acted with Jennifer Lawrence.
So she interviewed his daughter and said, okay, tell me, she
yeah, like,
me,
give me the lowdown.
And no, she doesn't like this. And you're like, okay, so I mustn't, and I must, okay, oh, and she's like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Also, another interesting fact is because Jennifer Lawrence had worked with Zoe, she couldn't get herself to call him by his first name. So she would always call him Mr. Kravitz. She couldn't call him Lenny, just out of respect, because obviously she had worked with his daughter, so she kind of knew him like that. And apparently everyone else on set adopted it, so no one called him Lenny. Everyone called him Mr. Kravitz.
Well, he's a freaking rock star, this guy. I mean, can you picture him there, you know? And he's like in his
leather pants,
tight jeans, and his glasses.
Like Ross wore in Friends. By the way, we did a review of the Friends reunion last week.
Last
Go
week,
listen
yeah.
to it.
You see, there he is. I actually had a song of his on my mind.
Serious?
Last week. It's quite. So when I saw him, I'm like, hey, what's up, dude?
I was thinking about you.
Sing that song.
Yeah. No, it was a very good film, though. I thoroughly enjoyed the first one. In fact, I thoroughly enjoyed all of them. If you have not watched The Hunger Games, what is wrong with you? Go watch them.
It's been so long that watching it again is as good
as watching
it the first time. Although the cool thing is that what was very relieving for me for this movie, which was quite nice, it calmed me down a bit more, was that I was like, okay, I know she makes it. I know he makes it. It's fine. You know, it's cool they make it. But then it now, it leaves space now for you to pay attention to the detail, to look at other stuff and hear names that and stuff that they call things and days and events and why this person and who he was and what he did, and you're like, oh, is that what? Oh, wait, the berries. Wait, hang on. Is that? It's like.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Still good.
It's good. You've got background to it, so it kind of like adds to it from there. Apparently, on set, they had a swear jar. So, in other words, every time someone swore, you had to add money, I'm guessing, to the swear jar. Guess who contributed half? Just one person contributed half to the swear jar. Guess who it was?
Mr. Kevitt.
Nope.
Jennifer
Lawrence.
Really?
But have you ever heard her in interviews? No?
No.
She swears like a trooper.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, like she really... So when I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, that actually does make sense just because of interviews that I've seen her in.
I was very surprised when I was looking at a lot of BTS like stuff.
Yeah.
Because for me, you expect like, and they are professionals, but like the amount of fun that they actually had they got along and stuff that they did to get, like, they actually got along very, very well.
Well, they got along so well that, you know, while joking around on set, Jennifer Lawrence accidentally kicked Josh Hutcherson in the head, knocking him out and resulting in a concussion.
I think she wanted a break. That's all she needed. Yeah.
You're like, fuck, flips. I'm so, he's not responding. Guys.
We need to take a 2-day break. She's like, I need to go home. I still got my mom's keys. I need to give it back to her. I forgot to unlock the house.
No, shame. Yeah. Shame. She must have felt so bad. But how hard did she kick him that he was knocked out?
Well, she obviously learned a new... No,
I suppose she was doing, like, combat, like, training and stuff.
She was very good at this stuff.
Clearly.
She learned some really... I mean, I'm sure in X-Men she would have really learned some awesome stuff.
That's also true.
So for them, it's like, okay, Jennifer, darling, we're going to send you for some training. She's like, name it. I've probably done it already.
The archery she would have had to... Yeah. That she would have had to learn.
Triple backflip, kick, spinning, 180, upside down. Like, yep. Done it, you know, type of thing. And yeah,
she was also paid, so this was her salary, right? $500,000.
Okay, so first paycheck she bought a house.
Well, no, this for the Hunger Games, basically, because obviously she had acted before
a house for
this.
The Hunger Games.
No, as if this was her salary from Hunger Games. It took her three days before she accepted the role because she was unsure of how the role would clearly affect her career, since her background was largely on the indie film circuit. For The Hunger Games Catching Fire, which was 2013, she was paid $10 million US dollars.
What do you do with
that? 20 times the initial offer.
What?
I don't know.
Do you do, like, even if you get 1 million, you know, it's like people win the lottery, the actors, like, look and say,
ugh. Yeah. And that's one film, which is one film.
One
that
film.
They can do, like, three films in a year. That's one salary from one film. And you're going to be acting for, like, a good what? If you're a good actress, you could be acting for the rest of your life.
No wonder why, you like, actors, you can see, like, their movie career, and they're, like, do a movie once every, like, 4 years or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then they go on holiday, and
damn.
Right?
Now, imagine when you do more than... Okay, it very seldomly happens, but when they do more than one film at a time. Like Superman. Superman was in two films, and he had a mustache for the one film, and so in DC Comics they had to remove it.
I wonder if he has not shined. He is rich.
That guy's rich.
I wonder, and that CG company's rich as well. I wonder if
that guy who removed that mustache. That guy's talented. That's very good.
But I wonder, he must have signed on, because wasn't that the film that we still did with Guy Ritchie?
Yes, that's right.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
He must have signed on to the Man from U.N.C.L.E. first before DC did a contract.
Damn.
Because otherwise, the Man from U.N.C.L.E., they would have been like, no, you must put on a... Why didn't they just put on a prosthetic beard?
Want a mustache. Can I have it? No, I want your mustache.
Okay, he could have grown it. They shave it off it. They just, like, put it on
Cut it off carefully. Someone there was stubborn. It was that. No, I know that film. You'll never get rich. You'll never become famous on that film.
Oh, that guy.
No, I want definitely. The I want the mustache. I want him to feel it. I'm not going to take my actor's Superman. Who do they think he is?
Probably, yeah.
Superman.
DC. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, DC's got so much money, they can do it. Also, Woody Harrelson, do you know that he's vegan in real life?
That guy's talented.
He's very
good. I have to be honest, you know, it's weird because there's some actors you come across, they look like normal actors, and you're like, then you start noticing, you're like, this guy's actually very good.
No, he is very
and
good.
Whenever I see him, I'm like.
Because he's always different.
Hey?
He's very different in very all the cool. movie that he acts. But he's vegan in real life, so in the scenes where you see him eating, which is quite often, he either eats dessert or vegetables or just drinks. So you never actually see him eating meat because he's vegan. That is why. Crazy fact, Liam Hemsworth and Jennifer Lawrence are both natural blondes.
I did not know that he was...
Chris Hemsworth's brother.
I knew that. I didn't know that was him. That the actor, the...
Liam Hemsworth.
What is his character's name?
Gale.
Yeah. I had no clue. Then I seen him being interviewed. I'm like, wait, dude, what are you doing here? And then I...
Really?
I really had
wasn't
no idea.
Wasn't the hair?
And am I right? He's Australian, right?
He is Australian,
yeah, in
yes.
the interviews, he did not sound Australian.
For me, in interviews, he sounded more like Chris Hemsworth than he did in the film.
Yeah, he's also got the deep voice.
Yeah, he's got a deeper voice, yeah. But they're both natural blondes, and they both had to dye their hair brown for their roles in the film. Cool. Also, Josh is a natural brunette, and he had to dye his hair blonde for the film, because Peter obviously had blonde hair.
Who's Josh?
Peter.
Peter.
Yes.
Have we seen him before?
Not recently.
I don't know why, but I recognize
him. He acted in Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Rings a bell.
With and then he also acted in a one where he was flying on big bumblebees with Vanessa Hutchins. That one, I think it was also a Journey. It was Journey 2, but it wasn't the Center of the Earth. It was something else.
Around the world.
He was a young actor. He started acting from a young age.
Oh, so he's like... Tom Holland type
yeah.
of...
But yeah. Tom Holland's bigger than him, I'd say.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. In the extras on the 2-DVD edition, co-writer and director Gary Ross explains, we were under tremendous financial pressure for this film. It's under $80 million, the budget, and it's a really, really big movie. Other blockbusters cost twice or three much as much as this one cost. And after hearing that, I was actually really impressed, because when watching it, you don't feel like it was a low budget film. You get the blockbuster.
The sets.
Yes, the sets are amazing. They're incredible. And even like the CG and stuff like that. So I was actually quite impressed to hear that they did what they did with only, I mean, $80 million. I know it sounds like a lot of movie, but when you're making a film like this, it's not a lot.
The big films are usually over 100, right? Yeah.
At minimum. They're often 120 yeah. to 150. So, yeah. And then also, because of, you know, the pedestals, when they first enter the arena, they all stand on those pedestals
yeah.
while they wait for the countdown to happen. So there's two tributes from every district. There's 12 districts, meaning there should be 24 pedestals, right? Makes sense, right?
Yeah, the math says.
Except there are not 24 pedestals because of how they were arranged and the space that they needed the pedestals to be apart from one another, there were only 20 instead of 24.
You know, nobody does the math like that, eh?
No. And the way they filmed it was clever as well.
Because it didn't feel like that many. Like, two died and you're like, okay, there should be about another two left. That's how it felt. But it wasn't
meantime,
like that. Yeah,
no, yeah, meantime,
it was 24,
they were like 22
yeah, you're
left.
Right, you're right. 12 yeah. districts and two from each district. That's mm-hmm. that's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really...
But
crazy.
Although they didn't really do a lot of focusing on specific districts.
No.
So...
You get the...
Who was the little girl from?
She was from District 11.
11. And you only meet the other person from District 11. The
later on, yeah.
Exactly.
Thrush, I think his name was...
Yeah.
Thrush or... I think it was
yeah, that's and for me, I didn't really recognize him. Then he comes, you're like, oh no, you're dead, and they're like, oh, okay, he's also so he's a little girl, the brother.
Yeah, they didn't. They obviously focused on 1 and 2, districts 1 and 2, because those were like the most lethal out of all the people that were in the arena. Yeah, you didn't really. Yeah, you know the whistle. There's that the famous Hunger Games whistle. Thank you, Ryan. There we go. Those notes are, if you are a musician, G, B flat, A, and D.
give me
G, B flat, A, D.
Quickly.
Makes sense.
I'm going to make it. Give it to me again. G.
G, B flat, A, and D.
Thank you.
You're welcome. To all the musicians out there, you're welcome. Jennifer Lawrence was initially concerned that she was too old. She was 22 at the time. And too blonde to portray the 16-year-old brunette Katniss. So Katniss's character is 16. And she's obviously brunette. Jennifer Lawrence was not 16. She was 22 and she was blonde. But she felt better after Susan Collins, who's the author of The Hunger Games, as in the books, assured her that she would be perfect for the role. And personally, I don't know what I just said. Let me say that again. Take two. Personally, I think she did a very good job at Katniss.
I don't know. She was 16 in the film.
No, she as in the character was 16.
Yeah, I thought she was...
older.
I thought she was, 20...
They normally
something.
Do that, though, to be quite honest. Mm. The actors normally are older than the actual character. Also, Josh reportedly put on 15 pounds of muscle in 3 weeks prior to filming to match Peter's strong and stocky physical description in the books.
Yeah. Cool, man.
That's hectic. 3 weeks.
Please post your secret on Facebook. I'll be looking out for that.
Some actors that were almost cast as Katniss, Emma Roberts. I don't think so, though. No. Definitely not. Another one was Kaya Scodelario. I recognize her name. Brie Larson. Do you know Brie Larson? She is Captain Marvel. She was almost cast as Katniss. But I don't think so either.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even know she was acting at that time. Kaya is from... She was in The Maze Runner. Do you remember Teresa from The Maze Runner? She was almost cast as Katniss. Also, I'm glad they didn't do that for me. And then Shailene Woodley, who was... She was Triss in Divergent. I'm also glad they didn't do that. I feel like those two fit in Maze Runner and Divergent. Jennifer Lawrence was definitely right. Yeah. Another person, though, Saoirse Ronan. Do you know Saoirse Ronan was almost cast for... That would have been interesting, I must be honest. I didn't know if these people were acting in 2013.
Clearly they were.
And then for the role of Peter Malark, obviously Josh Hutcherson is the one that got the role, but there were a couple of guys that were almost chosen as him. The first one was Aaron Taylor Johnson. Don't really know this guy, to be quite honest. Clearly, the Hunger Games would have done him well, just because we would have known who he was. Another guy is Alex Pettyfer. Now, this guy I know because he acted in a film, which the name has slipped me now. Why has the name slipped me? Oh, I Am Number 4. Brian, did you ever watch that? I forgot about that movie. I want to watch that movie again. Maybe it's our next movies worth watching again. Have you ever watched it?
No, that'll be my first time.
We need to write that one down.
I will need to watch it today, and then I'll watch it again next week.
There was another one, Beastly, that's the one. He acted with Vanessa Hutchins. That was a take on Beauty and the Beast. It was a very modern version of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, right.
He was the good-looking dude that turned into the Beast. I don't know if you know him, Ryan.
No.
Okay. But, yeah, I personally haven't seen him around in... Well, I forgot about I'm Number 4, but other films. And then the last person that they almost cast was Alexander Ludwig. Now, he actually was cast in The Hunger Games, but he was cast as Cato. You know, the blonde guy from... I think he was from District 1.
Yeah.
He almost got cast as Peter.
Wow.
But then he didn't.
That's why he was very angry.
Right. Ryan, there is a Wilhelm scream in this film. Can you believe it? Yes.
I'm not surprised, then.
It's heard from one of the victims when Katniss cuts off a tree branch and the nest of Trackerjackers fall onto some of her opponents.
Oh, damn. I'm sure I heard it, eh? I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
I don't know why.
It makes sense.
I thought about it.
Did you?
At that point.
I want to go listen
And I don't
to
know
it.
Why I thought about it, but now I know why.
Now you know, because you heard it. This is the only one of the movies in the Hunger Games franchise to be directed by Gary Ross. All of the sequels were directed by Francis Lawrence. I wonder why. Like, I don't know. I didn't actually get more info on that. But Gary Ross, so he directed Hunger Games 1, but then Catching Fire and Mockingjay Part 1 and 2 were directed by Francis Lawrence. Why? I don't know.
I think it could be one or two things. I think from the director, he could be like, nah, not feeling it. Or it could be the producer saying,
Well, maybe Gary Ross. Maybe it was Gary Ross.
Maybe Gary Ross.
Maybe he was so traumatized with the small budget, he was like, guys, I'm sorry, I can't. No, we'll give you. No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do feel like there was a different feel between first movie and then the sixth, the others.
Yeah, the other ones were a lot more. They felt bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
This Francis Lawrence directed I Am Legend, just in case you're wondering. So he did that in 2007. And this movie is the only one in the franchise that was not released in November. So Catching Fire,
so all of them were released in November.
Yeah, the other three were released in November.
Okay,
this
There's four of them.
So it's Hunger Games, the first one, Catching Fire, and then there's Mockingjay Part 1 and Mockingjay Part 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, I'm looking at the, I mean, call me stupid, or I don't know what I'm talking about. But Gary Ross, I look at the other films that he had, he's like more writing than directing.
Yeah.
And the movies that he had directed, I mean, Seabiscuit, Free State of Jones, Ocean's 8, maybe Ocean's 8, but it doesn't, maybe it's not his style.
Maybe he's not a sequel person.
Yeah, he's not that.
You know, some people, like, do you know Meryl Streep is not into sequels?
So she refuses. She won't.
That's why in Mamma Mia 2, she was barely in it. They killed her character. They literally killed her character. Because Meryl Streep apparently does not do sequels.
Bad history or something.
I don't know. So what they did was they got Lily James to come in and be the young version of Meryl Streep's character.
You'll probably find she probably just hates sequels.
Yeah. So maybe this director is just not a sequel director. Like, he's like, no guys, I do it once and I do it once only. That's it.
Well, if anyone knows, yeah. Facebook, eh? So I need a recipe for buffing up, and I need
you are
reason.
Demanding things to
I need reason why Gary Ross did only directed the one film.
But Hunger Games, it really, really is a good film.
It was good to watch again.
Yes, it was good to watch again. I don't remember bad language personally.
No.
And there's no funny scenes. You're never having to switch the channel. It's just a feel-good movie from start to finish. Obviously, it's quite disturbing. The whole concept of, you know, basically it's like the gladiators in a modern version.
They're just killing themselves. I mean, killing people like they're nothing.
Right. But it's a very good film. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. So definitely go watch Hunger Games again. It needs to be on your to-do list. Yes.
And especially, what is his name? Caesar Flickerman.
Yes, Flickerman.
And we've seen that actor like throughout.
Yeah.
Like throughout, I'm like, look at him now.
He's a very good actor.
He's also very good.
He's very, very good, yeah. So, and also, I enjoyed, I forgot her name now. She plays Effie Trinket. I can't believe I forgot her. Elizabeth Banks, that's her name. She's also very, very good. And her acting in this one was very good. She's very dramatic, but it's very good acting. And her costumes, oh my goodness. That's why I'm shocked that it was low budget. Because, really, they did a good job.
No, they just had a really good finance, yes.
Accountant,
yes.
Finance person.
Yes.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. So this was the Hunger Games review. We are almost 10 years later.
Uh-huh.
We did a film review on a film that was released 9 years ago.
Movie's worth watching again.
Definitely.
Yeah, next week.
Maybe we'll be back with I'm number 4.
No, we'll leave that one for number 4.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Signing out.
Until next week.
Peace out.
Cheers.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777.
FM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za.
Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.